got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news and home buying facts, along with community and social event information. We are a not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and sometimes monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4.org. Reach counselors tell us today's market conditions sets the stage for home ownership. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information that may benefit you from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Simone Hoover joins us with some good news about housing our veterans. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He's there even when you want him to stay. So maybe he won't. We don't know. After that, Amanda Kleinrock joins us with a stern warning for violators of the fair housing rules and regulation. She sounds tall when she talks like that. I don't know why. Then our house segment reports on both sides of returning to school. Wait until you hear what the sides are. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. What I have for you is a sneak preview of what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Believe it or not, fewer than half of Floridians eligible for a cash payout from Ocwen Financial Corporation after losing their home to foreclosure have returned the claim forms. Those forms are due on September 17th. 31,000 people got a notice in the mail, and only about half of them have tried to get their money so far. So if you're one of them, get on the stick because you've only got a couple weeks. There's a scam out there that has people claiming to be from the IRS calling your home and telling you that you're going to jail if you don't pay a penalty right away. It is, in fact, a scam, and we'll tell you what they're doing and how you can avoid becoming a victim of it. According to Forbes magazine, the West Palm Beach area is the best place in Florida to find a job right now. And coincidentally, one of the best companies to work for in the state of Florida is in West Palm Beach, and they're very good friends of the show, and they spend a lot of time helping the homeless. We'll tell you who they are. And we'll give you one of the best-kept secrets about how to reduce your mortgage payment. Well, I'll give it away now. It's a government program called HARP, the Home Affordable Refinance Program. We'll give you details about how you can get in on that. That and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Well, that's better than a sharp stick in the eye, right? So if you're going to get on the stick, that's what we ought to do. All right, when we return, Simone Hoover is here to tell us about Operation Homefront and how they help our veterans realize the American dream of home ownership. So stay with us, because sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you just want a Klondike bar.
I know places wrong. Ain't got no home. I know.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Helen Mason, still your host and housing heavy, with a special message just for you. If you are a first-time homebuyer using HUD, FHA, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify and receive big discounts from the banks. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in REACH's annual membership program, educational membership program, and they range between $25 and $49 per course. REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why REACH included 2 free credit checks per year in their educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. Now, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99. That's a $151 saving just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. I would say call the good folks at REACH today and tell them you would like to sign up for their Educational Membership Program. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at REACH right now. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. That's what we say, and we'll keep saying it until you call. So you know the number. Let's get on the stick, as Steve said earlier. All right, for more than 25 years, our first guest has maintained a small tax forensic consulting practice advising high net worth individuals, small businesses, and not-for-profit organizations. She held a series of executive and financial positions in banking, public accounting, and her experience in the nonprofit sector ranges from hands-on volunteering to board and staff positions. Since 2008, she's been involved in all facets of the startup activities and Operation Homefront of Florida. And currently, she's the executive director of the Southeast Field Office, resulting as a merger from the Florida, Georgia, and Alabama division. Simone Hoover, welcome to REACH Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And thanks for coming in on, what is it, Labor Day?
It is Labor Day.
Are you laboring?
Not now.
Nor will you.
That's correct. My laboring days are over.
You know, before we get into what is Homefront all about, I understand you have a couple of officers in our armed forces.
I certainly do. My 2 boys.
And we want to salute them for a yeah, you bet. There's 500 people in the studio, folks. I had to quiet them down. But that's great to have 2 sons in the military. Do they treat you like a staff sergeant or something? Or?
There are days, yes. Exactly right.
Get that dinner ready now.
Okay. Absolutely.
I know how that works.
Yep.
All right, so what is Operation Homefront? What's that about?
Well, Operation Homefront is a national not-for-profit that provides emergency financial and other assistance to our military families and now wounded warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have 23 offices around the country, and I run the Southeast Field Office. We have 5 locations.
So you're buzzing around these 3 states, you know, Alabama, sweet home Alabama, yeah. and Georgia is always on your mind, and Florida, I don't know what we can say. Let's go to the beach, right? I believe that's it. Well, how did that organization get started?
You know, it was started by 2 military spouses shortly after September 11th. They understood, probably better than anyone, that the existing military support network for families wasn't going to meet all the needs that mm-hmm. were coming. And so over the last 12 years, the organization has grown from a very grassroots kind of a setup to a national nonprofit. And with it, as needs have identified themselves, we've developed programs to meet those needs.
Well, simplistically put, if I'm a vet and I need a home, I should call you, right?
You should. Absolutely. It's our newest program. We actually have two housing-related programs. We have a transitional housing program where we have three villages around the country where a wounded warrior or a veteran and their family can live with us while oftentimes they're waiting for their benefits.
Right.
I've moved families from Florida to live there while they're waiting for their VA claims because the alternative was they were living in their car.
Yeah.
So that's a program we're very proud of, and then now we have the new program, Homes on the Homefront, which is just a little over 2 years old, where we give homes to veterans and military families. And what I hear most often is, you're kidding, right?
We hear that a lot, too, at Reach. They just don't believe that we can do what we say we can what we can do. But I guess these homes are also set up for lack of a better word, handicapped, if you've lost an arm or a limb, then the home is set up specifically for them?
Correctly, but it's not just for wounded warriors. It's for all veterans who are honorably discharged.
Ah, okay. The key word, honorably discharged.
Correct.
So, that's nothing that the VA has anything to do with, right? That's strictly a nonprofit. You're on your own. You get government help?
No, we do not. All of our money is donations.
Right. Operation Home Front. And you're, here's the book, here's the phone, praise the Lord, you're on your own, right?
There you go.
is that how they do it? Well, I read in the article that you're giving away a house, you just gave away a house in Port St. Lucie.
We did. That's how you found us, I think.
That's right. So who received that? What's the story
He's
there?
He's a young Navy veteran who had been living with his family, his parents, and had the dream of a home but didn't think he had the way to get one. And he applied. We have about 7,000 families in that pipeline right now. On our website, you can go to homesonthehomefront.org and put your name in that hopper and see the houses that are currently available to be given away. But we get new homes all the time. So once your name is in that list, you will get an email when a new house comes available.
You're in the barrel. Okay, let me give that website. It's www.operationhomefront.net. That's important that it's .net, and then you put the little slash mark after it and put Southeast in there, and you'll get all the information about what's going on down here in the southeastern United States. Now, what kind of financing was available? I mean, how did this work?
None. The houses are mortgage-free.
Free?
Yeah.
You gave him a house.
That is correct.
Fantastic. Yeah. Not a lot of people do that, and that's just a wonderful thing to do. And what were his words? Other than thanks,
I think he was speechless.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right.
And big house, small house,
small, appropriate for him. He's a single man in a relationship.
Right.
We have all kinds of houses. We have condos. We have homes. We have big homes. We have little homes. And our goal is to fit the family to the house.
Oh yeah, we say put families in a home, not a house.
Very
because
good.
That's exactly what it is. And when you use that in your heart and you take people and gift them with a home, thank you very much.
That's true.
That's great. How do I get involved in that program if I were a vet?
You just go to the website and sign up.
And that's it. Now, we do have an emergency telephone number. If you have an emergency and you need, if you're living in your car and you're a vet, by golly.
That's an emergency.
That's an emergency. Write this number down, 1-800-722-6098. That's 1-800-722-6098. And what will happen when the phone picks up?
I will get that call.
Oh, really?
And I will interview the individual and find out what the need is, because we have a lot of different programs, not just housing aligned. We also have an emergency financial assistance program. And then I will plug that individual into how they can get help, either from us or from another organization, depending on where they are and what the need is.
Food and medicine and things like
food
that?
Food and housing repairs and car repairs and utility assistance and out-of-pocket medical, et cetera.
Wow.
Yeah, we spent over $800,000 last year in that program just in these three states.
That's fantastic. Where do these houses come from? Where do you get them?
We are very fortunate to partner with four organizations. Three of them are financials. J.P. Morgan Chase was the first, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and Meritage Homes has also given us a few homes. They give us their properties that they have owned, and then they're rehabbed and are given away.
That's fantastic. We kind of play around in that market, too. We help people out with houses, but it's even better that you're doing it for our vets because, you know, we've all heard in the news lately the unrest in the Veterans Administration. And by the way, folks, just to make it clear, I have, you know, last week, if you listened to the show, we went over to the VA hospital here, and we did some work with the ice cream social over there with the vets, and I have not heard one complaint from the Florida vets. They might be having problems in other states, but not here in Florida. So we're lucky to be living in a state where people are taking care of things. And kudos to Dave McRae over there at the Florida VA hospital there. They take care of people well, and it sounds like you do exactly the same thing. So what's up in the future?
Well, we just finished our annual back-to-school brigade where we collect school supplies with partner organizations like the Dollar Tree and Marshalls and other companies and give them to military and veteran families. Next on tap, of course, is holiday season. We're getting ready for our holiday toy drive, which is a nationwide program. Last year, I think we collected close to $9 million worth of toys across the country, over $300,000 of that in Florida alone. And then we also do a program called Holiday Meals for the Military, which is a really neat program.
Is that just a one-time thing, or is that an ongoing, the meals? I mean,
Meals is a one-time program.
Right, okay.
They get a big bag full of groceries, all non-perishable, and a gift card, which is more than enough to do a holiday meal. But we do have a food assistance program all year long, and that is, coincidentally, our largest growing program of all of them.
Wow. All right, vets, if you didn't write this number down before, write it down now. 1-800-722-6098, or you could visit the website at operationhomefront.net and then put the /southeast in there, and you'll get all that information. Well, when we return, Simone Hoover tells us what you can do to lend a helping hand to our deserving vets. So stay tuned, because Zap Brannigan says the Reach Radio Show is the coolest show on the planet. I think on the spaceship Planet Express, they've got our station. Bing!
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio once again. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. We're speaking with Simone Hoover. Since 2008, she's been involved in all facets and activity of Operation Homefront of Florida. Currently, she's the executive director of the Southeast Field Office, which covers Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. What a nice area.
It is.
Yeah, thanks for taking the holiday and coming in and speaking to us. We certainly appreciate that. And for those that are just joining us, tell us a little bit about Homefront again, Operation Homefront.
Operation Homefront is a national nonprofit. We provide emergency and other financial assistance to military families and wounded warriors.
Right. And I want to give that number out one more time because this is important. I mean, you offer a lot of services, like you said, food, housing, clothing. If you're living in your car, for crying out loud, you got to get out of there. And the number to call for that emergency assistance is 1-800-722-6098. Write that down. And I believe Simone said she personally answered the phone, right?
I do.
Woohoo! All right, so tell us exactly what we could do to help. What do you need specifically other than, I know you need money.
Always. Well, you know, I break it down into three areas. I need your time. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers. There are 5 staff in the 3 states. that I cover, and thousands of volunteers, some of them all year long, some of them just for a project or two. So we need volunteers, everything from folks who can help us do the filing to folks to sit on our advisory boards.
And now, where would they do this? Is this something you could do at home? Or
Some of it's virtual, yes. We have a lot of virtual volunteers, and they can go out in their community and help us spread the word. You know, we're one of the best-kept secrets in the nonprofit space because we spend absolutely no money on advertising and marketing. That's how we have that 7% overhead ratio.
Not anymore. The secret's out. Everyone listening. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners on the iHeart radio app, and we are grateful for the good folks at Clear Channel that provide that. So you can actually listen to us anywhere in the world.
Pretty cool.
That's what I was thinking.
Pretty cool.
So, what's... You said you've got a toy drive coming up. I want to have you back on when we get a little closer to that so that we can help drum up some drum up some toys, you know.
So finishing with what we need. The other things, of course, we need is we need your treasure. We need money. It costs us about $15,000 to $20,000 to put a veteran in a home, and that is cash. You know, in addition to getting the house gifted to us and the repairs gifted to us, it does cost money to run the program.
Sure, taxes and fees and
and the caseworkers.
And the caseworkers, right.
So we always can take donations. You can donate online or you can send us a check. And we're happy to talk with anybody who's interested in that. And then we also need talented individuals. We need lawyers. We need accountants. We need people who are in the building trades who will donate their talent. So those are the areas that I would say are most important.
How about an old drummer that used to play in a rock band in the 60s? That work?
Probably put him to I can put him to work, too, I think.
He could drum up some toys.
There you go.
That's for sure. Absolutely. Let's give that website out one more time. It is www.operationhomefront.net and then /southeast. I would imagine if you just went to the .net deal, you would find Southeast on there somewhere.
You would. Right? You would. There's a drop-down menu in the upper right-hand corner.
Right. And the non-emergency number, if they just want to call and say hi to you, would be a 561-846-0843. Again, that's 561-846-0843. So now, the public, what would you need from the public? A little bit of word of mouth or?
Everything.
Just everything.
Everything.
Everything
yeah.
we talked about before,
you know,
right now.
One of the things that impressed me about Operation Homefront when I first got to know them is that the majority of the gifts, in terms of the number of gifts, not the dollars, are $100 or less. You know, so we're widely supported by individuals. Now we do get a lot of large corporate donations, which is how we've been able to do the programming that we do so quickly and in such a big scope. But we need those donations, and the public can get involved in just about any way they would find an interest.
You know, I had an interesting theory in life. It's very, very easy to get $1 million. It really is. You can get one person to give you $1 million, or you can get 1 million people to give you $1,
right,
or any combination therein. So you're right. $5 helps. $10 helps. Because every little bit, as they say, helps. And I hate to put it that way, but that's exactly what
that's
it
exactly
is.
Right.
Well, any other information that we need to know about Operation Homefront?
Well, you need to know that we serve all five branches, Guard and Reserve, all around the country, and, of course, here in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, and that the need continues to grow. Last year, year over year, our emergency programs grew 300%. That was a shocking amount for us. We weren't expecting that.
How do you handle that?
And we are on tap to grow as much again this year. So this is the busy time of year for us. Our casework is pretty quiet in January and progressively grows through the end of the year. By December, we are rocking and rolling.
Oh, I love it. How many vets are you serving right now?
Well, since inception, we've met over 750,000 needs.
Oh.
And that continues to grow. You know, we've given away over 400 homes. Over 30 of those are in Florida alone. So we need that support, both in person and virtually, as well as financially. And we appreciate that very much.
Well, thanks for taking your time and coming in. And we want to have you back in probably November or something. We'll talk about that toy drive and everything. One more thing before we go. Let's give out that 800 emergency number again. 1-800-722-6098. If you need some emergency care, be sure and give them a call. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Amanda Kleinrech joins us with a very stern warning about those who are about to violate the Fair Housing Act. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how we can make this house your home. After that, our house segment has a few back-to-school tips. And by the way, batteries aren't included. And then Pat Tracy, the executive director of Reach, has something to say that might cause you pain, especially when it comes to walk-away home foreclosures. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, speaking from a perfectly symmetrical and parallel universe, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much, sir.
You bet.
Believe it or not, fewer than half of Floridians eligible for a cash payout from Ocwen Financial Corporation after losing their home to foreclosure have returned the claim forms that are due on September 15th to apply for that money. About 31,035 former Florida homeowners were mailed notices beginning in June saying they were entitled to a share of a $125 million settlement that Ocwen made in December with the nation's attorney general and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So if you have a mortgage through Ocwen and you were foreclosed, this is something you need to take care of. The Obama administration announced a new agreement this week with five of the nation's largest banks aimed at helping active-duty military service members save hundreds or more each year on their mortgages. Under a 2003 law, active-duty military members can have their mortgage rates and some other debt fees capped at just 6%. Five of the nation's largest mortgage lenders, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Ocwen Servicing, City Mortgage, and Quicken Loans, have agreed to make the process easier and to take a more proactive approach to reaching those who are eligible. The five lenders are pledging to make frequent checks of the Defense Department database to see if their customers qualify for any unclaimed benefits. The Internal Revenue Service has issued a warning for phone scams targeting American taxpayers in which individuals fraudulently claim to be IRS agents and demanding payment for fake tax liens. The scammers usually call from a cloned number with a District of Columbia area code. The number is 202-609-7070. That's been the number that has been complained about the most. It is phony. It is fake. And if it happens to you, you need to call this number, 800-366-4484, and report it to the IRS. Sadly, many people have fallen for this scam. Well, it seems that Forbes magazine has listed the city of West Palm Beach on top for jobs compared to the rest of the state. Forbes also says West Palm Beach is one of the best places to operate a business and for education. The mayor of West Palm, Jerry Moyo, is happy about that recognition. He says, "We are very open for business and we're a great place to live. Who wouldn't want to live here? We've got great opportunities and potential." Now, according to Career Source of Palm Beach County, within the past year, the unemployment rate dropped from 8% to 6.6%. Healthcare is the number one field advertised, and hospitality is the number one employer in Palm Beach County. Speaking of employers, the Lord's Place was recently named one of Florida's best companies to work for. The Lord's Place, which has worked for more than 30 years to help the homeless in Palm Beach County, was the only nonprofit business included in among the top 100 companies in the state. Notably, 57% of its new hires this year have been formerly homeless clients. The Lord's Place helps homeless families as well as single homeless men and women to end their homeless status at its three residential campuses while providing workplace training through its culinary arts, retail, administrative, peer counseling, and property maintenance apprenticeship programs. So congratulations to the Lord's Place, and we hope to have you back on the show again very soon. The average 30-year U.S. mortgage rate remained at a 52-week low at 4.1%. Mortgage company Freddie Mac also said on Thursday that the average for a 15-year mortgage, a pretty popular choice for some people, especially those refinancing, rose to 3.25. Well, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, they say, right? But what if you're already making lemonade?
Get tequila.
There you go. T.J. Guerrero, who is 12 years old, reportedly serves his lemonade and cookies from a tiny stand with a wave and a smile to the people that go by, according to the Tampa Bay Times. But one 61-year-old neighbor, Doug Wilkie, is striking a sour note about this young man's entrepreneurship. He's emailed and called City Hall four times about what he considers, quote, an illegal business that is blocking traffic and dragging down his property values. Little TJ said his longest line ever was five people. Now, at least two of TJ's neighbors said his customers are allowed to park in their driveway anytime they want. TJ said he is not at all deterred by the conflict. Rather, he's counting the months until he turns 14 when TJ can apply for a position as a bagger at Publix. Now I ask you, my friends, who will drive down the property values? Young TJ or grouchy Mr. Wilkie? Who would you rather live next door to?
And I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for those pesky kids.
That's pretty good. So anyway, that's the news, such as it is.
Oh, gosh, I love the news, man. It's just great. You know, I was just hearing you talk about the 4.1 interest rates, and you know what, folks? They're going up. They cannot stay down forever.
And prices are, too, very slowly, so don't wait. Yeah. You know, you said something earlier that I think bears repeating. That is, there are a lot of people that there are a lot of people who just think, well, I don't make a lot of money, or I'm retired, or I have this problem or that problem, so I probably can't get a mortgage. No. It's been proven time and time again that almost everybody can find a way to get in a home. And the folks at Reach do that full-time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So don't think you can't. So just make a phone call. And that's the reason we're here. We're not a profit-making organization. Our job here is to put people into homes.
No, I thought it was having fun on the radio.
Well, that too. Also not for profit.
Well, of course. Oh, folks, this is the time. And you just heard Simone Hoover talk about how they give homes to people. There's a lot of organizations out there that are here to help people. And that's what Reach does, too. So there you go. All right, joining us in the studio today, as she has many, many times before, the lovely and talented Fair Housing ruffian, Amanda Kleinrock. Now, she works for the Fair Housing Department of the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach County residents who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. She is the leader in fairness and housing equality, which means don't mess around with her. Amanda, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. You know what? We were just I just circled a little note on a piece of paper. This is show number 65, 66.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 66. Amanda was on our first show.
Yes.
So she broke us in.
Yeah, I'm
That's
proud.
Why I said, yeah, you don't mess around with her. So what's this very stern warning that I've been hearing about so much there?
Well, we take violations of the Fair Housing Act pretty seriously. Basically, it's a federal law that prohibits discrimination in housing or any housing-related service based on a protected class.
Now, how does that – you know, I understand how it might work in an apartment complex or a condo or something like that. But what about just a regular house? I want to buy a house. How would they discriminate? What kind of cases have you seen where they discriminate against people just wanting to buy a regular house?
Mm-hmm. Well, in housing, it applies to any real estate services, lending, appraising, getting insurance, getting information on a loan, really any kind of service related to that. Now, if it's a homeowner who's trying to, say, rent out their home, there is an exemption, what we call the Mrs. Murphy exemption. If it's an owner-occupied unit of four or less dwellings, then they are not restricted by the Fair Housing Act. So think of like roommate advertisements. And if someone's looking for a roommate of the same sex or the same religion, then it doesn't apply to them. It always applies to advertising. It always applies to real estate services, brokerage services. But that's the one exemption to it, is if it's owner-occupied and it's a small four or less units.
Yeah, all right. So if you're renting out a room and you don't want a Martian living in there, you could say, sorry, no Martians
exactly.
allowed here.
That's why they call it Mrs. Murphy. They think of like an elderly woman looking for a boarder for some extra income. If she wants to restrict it, then she'd be allowed to. But if she ever wants to use advertising services to do so, then she is restricted to the Fair Housing Act, of course. Can't discriminate.
Right. What are some of the signs when if I'm going to look for an apartment or something and someone says something to me, what should I be looking for?
Yeah. Well, there's the obvious, you know, refusal to rent or sell or falsely denying that housing is unavailable, providing any kind of different information or different terms or conditions. There was, in fact, a recent settlement, I believe it was out of New Jersey, where a landlord, when he believes that people who were calling about the property, when he believed that they were black, he would either tell them that there was nothing available or he'd arrange to meet with them. And then when they showed up and he'd see their race, he would just keep driving by. So those are some kind of things that they determine that, and we do as well through testing. If you hear, you know, rumbling about a certain place and you are not sure if something is going on there, then you can try and do testing to see if there's anything to back that up.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. If you are in an apartment complex and you see that, you know there's five empty units, you see them, and the man says, or the lady, there's no vacancies. What should you do at that exact point? Should you confront them or say, hey, wait a minute, there's five of them open right there? Or do you stay out of it and seek someone like yourself?
Yeah, I probably would stay out of it just to avoid the chance of retaliation. I would definitely contact legal aid. You can also file a complaint with the Palm Beach County Office of Equal Opportunity or with HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. You can file your own complaint there and they will investigate. You can contact us and we can have someone investigate as well. We can always file a lawsuit or we can help with a claim with HUD or OEO as well. But I wouldn't get involved yourself because they probably will just try and retaliate against you or they will deny it altogether.
Well, one word leads to another word, then it's an argument, then it's a fist,
yeah.
And then it's either the hospital or the morgue.
Yeah.
So who wants that? If you want to get a hold of legal aid, you may call them at 561-655-8944, or you may visit their website at www.legalaidpbc.org. Now, it stands for Palm Beach County, and I knew that. So that's the best thing. Don't put it on YouTube, probably, right?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people take cameras with them, and they set the cameras down. Pat Tracy told me one time that they actually come in, they'll set their purse on the table.
Wow.
And when you see the purse on the table, there's probably a camera in there working,
probably.
Right?
Or a teddy bear with a wonky eye, maybe.
What kind of eye?
A wonky. Maybe there's a camera in there.
I thought you said Wookie for a second, so I didn't know if we should get a hold of Peter Lucas or not. But George Lucas, rather. But the most important thing is, like you say, and I know tempers can be, you know, when you definitely know that you're being discriminated against and you can blatantly see it in your eyes, you want to say something. Mm-hmm. Hey, pal, look, there's five empty right there. That just causes problems.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right. So don't do that. Call Amanda. She'll go beat them up.
Yeah, don't get your hands dirty. Let us do that.
Well, absolutely. But how does one document that? I mean, is there something you should do while you're there so that you make notes so that later, you know, you'll have a better memory of it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely say hold on to everything you have. Hold on to your lease application because a lot of times discrimination is right there in the document or in the rules and restrictions. And that can apply to, you know, restrictions on service animals and emotional support animals. It can be right there in black and white. I always say, of course, hold on to your receipts, too, because the next thing you know, a lot of times clients are getting noise violations, which are very hard to disprove, or they're getting something about unpaid rent. And so always have that documentation, the backup, one, that you didn't do anything wrong, and two, if there's any kind of discriminatory rule, hold on to that. Show it to us.
You know, that's something I didn't think about. We always talk about, you know, Vince Larkins comes on the show a lot. He's in the same line there.
Yeah.
And we always talk about when you're going to rent or when you're going to buy. What about if you're already living there?
Oh, definitely. And that's probably the majority of problems that we see is someone who has a disability or becomes disabled and suddenly they need what we call a reasonable accommodation or a modification. And a lot of communities just don't want to provide that. Maybe they're in a 55 and older community and they suddenly need a live-in caregiver. And the community doesn't want to allow them to have someone who's less than 55, even though they're providing necessary caregiving services to them. So that's something that, you know, definitely needs a close look, because if it's necessary for that disability, then it should be granted.
And would that be like bars in the shower or something?
Exactly. Grab bars in the shower, a wheelchair ramp, a handicap parking space, anything to the physical structure of the building is what we call a modification. Mm-hmm. If it's to the rules or the terms or conditions, like I need a caregiver to live with me, then it would be an accommodation.
They can get a caregiver?
Right. So even if you're in like a 55 and older community, I had a client who had a granddaughter who was an RN. She was an adult, and she wanted her to come live with her and take care of her for her disability. She needed someone there, and they didn't want her because she was less than 55.
Okay. So call you, and you take care of it.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
We'll try.
You should see her muscles, folks. She'll take care of it. Well, if you need to contact Amanda or the Legal Aid Society, you can contact them at 561-655-8944. That's 561-655-8944. Or visit their website at www.legalaidpbc.org. Amanda, thanks for coming in on the holiday here and spending your time with us. We appreciate you, and always, this is show 65. I'm waiting for show 265.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
You bet. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Matter of fact, 957 Southwest California Boulevard. This property is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. Folks, this home has been totally redone right down to the studs. Everything is new, the floors, the walls, the paint, with new refrigerator, microwave, range, dishwasher. It's a cook's dream. And if you go to our website at reachradioshow.com and go to the home section there, you can see this home. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful home. It's spacious. It's all tiled floors. It really looks great, and it's ready to occupy. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage, and it could be yours for very little down, or with the right down payment, financing is certainly available. You know, you can Google Maps the location and see it for yourself, and Google likes the zip code, so it is 34953, the location 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Again, 34953 is the zip code. Take a look at that in Google, and you will absolutely be impressed, because it is a beautiful home. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. You could call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000, and we'll hook you up. But here's a little tip. Don't call right now, because Pat's sitting right next to us in the studio, and she's going to tell us a little bit about walk-away homes, right? Just walk away, Renee. Yeah, we'll get to our house just after this. So I know we said earlier that we're 35 minutes away from it, so it's going to be 40, okay? So I just wanted to get Pat in here. She's has some great news for us about walk-away foreclosures. What the heck does that mean, Pat?
Well, we changed it, Alan. We like to surprise you also. And since today there's some big urgent news in the front of the post, we thought we should cover that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're flexible.
Thank you. So we will cover the walkaway. It's very important. But Jack and I are going to cover this with you today. Since Jack heads up our housing division, we wanted to talk to you about HUD is demanding $3 million from West Palm Beach for poor management of the low-income housing grants.
HUD is doing that.
HUD is doing that.
They want some of their money back.
They do. They do. And what do you have to say to that, Jack?
Well, we have to answer to watchdogs all the time for any funding.
Okay.
Right. And the city's offered to deduct $1.46 million from future federal allegations over the next 3 years to make this up. September 30th audit of 2013, the HUD Inspector General's office said they missed city deadlines, kept poor records, lacked procedures and oversight of spending federal dollars.
Well, nobody was watching, right?
Well, they might have been watching. Some of it, they said they kept records in their head. Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
The funds were dispersed to Redemptive Life Fellowship for revitalization of Coleman Park.
And during that period of time, they sold $4 million worth of properties from 2005 to 2012, and they could keep 10% of the proceeds.
Legally, right?
Legally, yes. Okay. An August 2011 investigation found 21 incidents in which they failed to follow grant regulations. This is Redemptive Life. However, remember, the Housing Department of West Palm was in shambles, and so the instructions they gave Redemptive Life were not always complete. So therein lies some of the problem. Jack?
The audit said city paid twice for four vacant lots.
So there was, so sometimes when you keep it in your head, you forget you paid. But the city has since changed their practices. But, of course, this is payback.
I tried that with my mortgage company. I said, I thought I already paid you. It didn't work. So I keep the records in my head. Let's go.
Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, Lordy.
The city is now looking to put this behind them.
Yeah.
And they're trying to collect from Redemptive Life. And Redemptive Life, of course, has denied no wrongdoing because they felt they followed the instructions they were given.
In other words, no one's going to jail.
Right. And HUD looked back to 2002, And they are saying they also want to dock $559,289 from future federal money for low housing grants, divert to other low-income housing, $988,000 that would have gone to a subcontractor of Redemptive Life. And it was determined that, or they're trying to determine if $11,782 of escrow money was spent properly. So Jeff Green, the city administrator, said they are still working to resolve these issues. And as you said, Jack, they're looking to put it behind them.
You think?
but all of this brought up some things that in May of last year, the whole housing department in West Palm was basically turned over, fired from their position.
Really? They actually fired people from the city?
Oh, they did. They did. Okay.
You know, folks, when that happens, something is very, very bad.
Right.
Something went wrong in the engine room.
No. You got it. Okay, Jack.
Also, the Palm Beach Post turned up another $200,000 that was lost through altered or documents or botched documents.
Well, that's what our journalists. The true meaning of journalists, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to find this stuff out and report it. They're certainly not supposed to find it and brush it under the rug.
Well, correct. Kimberly Miller, that we'd love to have on the show, is a wonderful journalist from the Post. And she has, if you look at her webpage with the Post, you will see so many things that she has discovered and dug up. So not to say a little, the department has been in shambles for a while. They hope they can get this behind them. The city does want to help with low-income housing. Redemptive Life has always helped with low-income housing. It just seems that HUD record-keeping sometimes is very difficult. And so we hope all this can go forward and we can get a lot of low-income housing in our city.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick little break, and then I want to continue on with this. So when we return, boom, Pat will tell us how to fix this situation. We'll hold these city people right onto the fire. So be careful. We might be entering into a paradox universe. You got to be really careful. And we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heavy, with a special first-time home buyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, September 21st, from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. These classes are limited, and they fill up fast. That's why we're telling you about it a little bit early. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Reach has a host of valuable workshops coming up for the month of September. You should call them and check it out. There's a Wells Fargo foreclosure prevention workshop on September 24th, a Fannie Mae foreclosure prevention workshop on the 25th and 26th of September, and a little heads up for October, the hardest hit help and foreclosure prevention will be October the 11th, and again, an additional Wells Fargo event October the 15th. So we would suggest that you call Reach at 855-487-3224 and find out exactly if any of those workshops fit your desires. And we have a lot of workshops, believe me. All right, Pat Tracy, the executive director of Reach, is still with us. You know, we announced that we were going to talk about the walk-away thing just for a brief second. What is a walk-away mortgage anyway?
Well, a walk-away mortgage would be where you could actually afford it, but it was underwater, so you determined that you were going to leave it because it just had too much that you owed on it. You would never come out of it. That's a walk away, but you could afford it. But we want to hold that discussion.
I was just going to say, let's hold that for another week, because that is kind of a cool thing to talk about, because a lot of people fall into that. But right now you have some other interesting information for us from the Palm Beach Post?
I do, from Kimberly Miller's article again. So I want to bring this up that And not many people are aware of this. In 2007 in Florida, there was a change. And a company could come in and buy up 90% of the condo units that were there and then force other people to sell at today's current rate.
Oh, wow.
So right now, there are about 20 owners in a 364-unit condo in Boynton Beach that have filed to say, please, we don't want to give up our home. We're current. We're not walkaways.
Right.
We paid everything. This is our home. And in the U.S., we have a right to be here. Now, Jeb Bush did not sign this. When it was brought to him, he did not sign it.
He was playing in a bathtub, right?
Yeah, okay. Charlie Crist signed it, right. Unfortunately. And now they've appealed to Rick Scott to go ahead and please not let these people lose their homes because they are paying, because they're current. And this is a large company from up north that's come in that wants to force them out of their homes. And what the proposal is, it would be much better if they were paid 110% of what they paid, because some of these people paid $300,000 for their condo. Mm-hmm. It's down to $92,000. So if
now, when we say, I just want to clarify this, when we say force them out, you mean economically force them out, right?
Well, they have to sell.
They have to sell.
That is the law right now. If the majority has it, then they have to sell, and they have to sell at today's current market.
Oh, no.
So today's current market is not what these people paid in 2007. So Representative Carl Zimmerman, a Democrat's trying to get that changed where at least it would be 110% of what they paid,
sure,
which is only fair. It shouldn't be today's. I guess they thought when they said today's present market, it'd always be up. But that's not the story today.
Wow. I didn't realize that they could do that. That's a terrible thing.
I know. Running people out of their home. The quote is, anybody who purchases a home has the option to stay there until the real estate values rise. And these people are being denied that. So this is what Zimmerman's saying to give people the right to stay in their homes.
And their only avenue of fighting back is through the government, through legislation.
Through court.
Through court.
Through court. They filed a lawsuit to stop this. And so it looks like it will be going out.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, we'll keep a close eye on that. Please keep us informed, and we'll check up on it. Maybe we'll go talk to some of the people there. Well, folks, that's about all the time left to us. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are kept. And we want to give a hat tip to Evan Rickman. Thank you for listening to the show today. And to the Shriners Hospital over there in Tampa. They're listening on iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about our show. We'll send you a hat tip, too.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.